occurring?
Today on Oh, What's Occurring the New Season, it's a Christmas TV special.
Oh, what's occurring?
Have you made a new scoreboard for the new season?
Not yet.
Right.
Did you watch lots of TV over Christmas and New Year?
I didn't see that much, actually, you know.
He was too busy being on it.
Oh, yeah, you were a mastermind.
Yeah. You've done mastermind as well,
yeah.
Haven't you?
How did you do?
All right. Yeah. Second.
Was there a question about a mitten?
No. Well, no, there was a question about a glove.
Okay. Well, it wasn't my one, was it?
No, it wasn't your one. But when he started asking the question about gloves, I kind of, to be honest, I lost interest and thought, I don't know the answer.
Oh.
And I gave an answer mitten, and it was, in fact, gauntlet.
Oh, easy mistake. Hmm.
It is, actually.
What did you watch over Christmas, Becky?
Loads of stuff.
What?
Films and stuff. Mm. I can't remember off the top of my head.
I quite liked The Royal Family. It was quite good.
I still need to see that.
Wallace and Gromit. That was brilliant.
I've taped that as well.
I won't spoil it for you, then.
I'm halfway through a film, actually, that I taped over. I know. I taped a film because I don't normally watch films.
No. So what film was that?
It stars Tom Hanks about a bloke who lives in an airport.
I've seen
Terminal.
That, but I haven't seen the last 20 minutes.
No, neither
we
have I.
We should watch
yet.
It together. I fell asleep. It was on quite late.
Well, the only problem with that is, because it was on quite late, I taped it in my bedroom. So if we're going to watch it the last 20 minutes together, you have to get into bed with me to watch it.
You've offered me to come round to your bedroom before to see your amazing roof windows.
Right, let's get on with the game.
Not for anything else. He just said he's got these brilliant I said I love roof windows, and he said he'd got them in his bedroom. And did I want to come round and have a look?
Oh, good.
Can I buy out that isn't a standard light?
Let's see how much TV you really did watch over Christmas.
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along at home on 81199. You know New Year's Eve? What show is always on TV every single New Year's Eve?
Jules Holland.
That's right. Hootenanny. Did you watch it?
No,
I didn't,
voice?
But that was quite a good Jules Holland impression. Do it again.
Hootenanny. What were you doing on New Year's Eve?
I had a party at mine.
Oh.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have come anyway.
I was in Japan, actually, but I would have liked to invite.
I've got nice roof windows.
My Hootenanny question for you is very, very simple. How many times during the Hootenanny did they say the word Hootenanny? Which sounds really stupid if you say it a lot.
Well, it goes on for ages, doesn't it, the Hootenanny?
Have a guess.
35.
Chappers says 35. Becky?
No. 10?
10?
Hmm.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
If you missed Jules Holland's Hootenanny because you're out actually having fun, here it is. But how many times do they say Hootenanny?
And this Hootenanny! Welcome to our Hootenanny! Happy Hootenanny! Happy Hootenanny to you all! The Hootenanny, that's right!
Hootenanny! 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 Hootenanny!
And if it were a little girl?
Hootenanny!
Hootenanny! Hootenanny! The large Hootenanny, hello. Hootenanny! In the meantime, somebody who sang on this Hootenanny last year...
Hootenanny!
Here our Hootenanny. Hootenanny!
Hootenanny!
Yeah, exactly! Hootenanny!
Hootenanny?
Hootenanny. Hootenanny!
Astonishing.
Who was doing most of those?
No, someone weird.
Someone with a strange voice trying to do an impression of Jules Holland. Sounded a bit like you, Scott.
Are you sure you were in Japan?
They said Hootenanny 42 times. Well done, Chappers.
42. Was there time for any music on that show?
What is a Hootenanny? Anyone know?
Is it New Year in language?
I don't know. Mm. I've looked it up. Do you want to know? Hootenanny, noun, a collection of very old, grizzly-looking musicians who must suffer a TV presenter playing boogie-woogie piano all over their big hits. Have you seen that show ever? Seriously, He cannot walk past the piano without playing it, can he? He's like, now, ladies and gentlemen, Hootenanny, please welcome Adele. Adele comes on.
When the rain is blowing in your face.
Must join in on the Hootenanny.
And the whole world is on.
Just leave it, Jules. She's trying to sing. Every single year it's the same, isn't it?
You're not a Jules Holland fan, then?
He's just, well, just like, let them sing. You just can't walk past the piano without, oh, Hootenanny! It was Al Murray, by the way, doing all the weird Hootenannies yeah. on the text. So, Chappers gets that point. Well done.
Ow! What's a kidding?
You know James Bond?
Yeah.
He was on TV over Christmas.
Okay.
It was The Spy Who Loved Me with Roger Moore as 007. Mm-hmm. He was good. Did you see it?
No.
Ever seen it?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No. I don't want to ruin it for you, but plot spoiler alert. Madman wants to rule the world. James Bond stops him, cops off with a few people on the way at the end. Sorry if you've recorded it and you haven't watched it yet.
I've managed to get through so many years of my life not knowing that, and now you've just ruined it for me.
Seriously, get over it. It's like from the 70s. If you've not seen it by now, so I've done a plot spoiler. Deal with it. My question is this. In The Spy Who Loved Me, how many times did James Bond cop off with someone?
Now, hang on. How does this work?
We guess.
No. But if it's the same girl he cops off with, does each copping off count?
Yes.
Okay. 9.
Chappers is saying 9. Becky, what do you think? Did he Roger Moore?
7. I didn't even warrant a laugh at, did it?
No, I didn't. I have the feeling that this whole question was designed so he could do that gag. And he didn't even have his drum beat ready.
So Becky's saying 7, Chappers are saying 9. Let's find out.
Ow! What's the kidding?
Here is James Bond in The Spy Who Loved Me, but how many times does he have a bit of, how's your father?
Moneypenny, where's 007?
He's on a mission, sir, in Austria.
Well, tell him to pull up.
Oh, James, I cannot find the words.
Well, let me try and enlarge your vocabulary. Are you quite sure I can't persuade you to stay the night? When one is in Egypt, one should delve deeply into its treasures.
If there's anything you would like, anything at all?
Well, I had lunch, but I seem to have missed dessert.
Oh. It's getting cold.
Is there anything I can do to warm you up?
You saved my life. Thank you, James. I'm sorry. Why don't you lie down and let me look at it?
Let's get out of these wet things.
But James...
007. Bond, what do you think you're doing?
Keeping the British end up, sir.
Well, there we are. It was 6.
You missed the one out where he asked her to go up and look at his roof windows.
Was he copping off with in the last one?
What do you mean?
Was that a man? There's two men in there somewhere.
You mean in the second bit?
Yeah.
I noticed that as well. Hang on.
Are you quite sure I can't persuade you to stay the night? When one is in Egypt, one should delve deeply into its treasures.
Yeah.
That's a very deep-voiced woman.
It is, isn't it? Actually, what happened? He meets a contact in some kind of Bedouin tent in Egypt, and the other bloke asks him if he wants to stay over, and then a hot-looking girl comes along, and that's when he talks about delving into the treasures.
This has made it even worse. 2 men and a woman.
So, Becky gets that point. Well done.
Oh! What's the kidding?
One more on our Christmas TV special. You know Gavin and Stacey?
Yeah.
I love that over Christmas. Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
See it?
Yes, I did see it.
Good, wasn't it?
Yeah, very.
Very simple question for you. How many times does Nessa say, oh, what's occurred in the Christmas special of Gavin and Stacey? Becky?
None. Do you remember when we did this before? And we made Pippa upstairs watch a whole series. And there was none in there, so I'm just going to go with none again. I think we've made it up.
She does say it sometimes.
She does, yeah. She did say it.
How many times?
I think she said it twice.
Twice.
I think she said it.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the fabulous Nessa off Gavin and Stacey, but how many oh, what's occurring, though?
Oh, Rudolph. Oh, it's the boy.
Neil?
Yeah. Oh, Gav, I'm not being funny. You've got to sit on the knee. It's the rules.
That's what I say. It's the same company.
Oh, Gav, spare me the details. Where to are you going with this? All right, Gav, what's that pertaining? Oh, Rudolph. Oh, it's the boy.
Let's
do it. Oh, Gav. Oh, Gwen, how's the baby? Oh, Pam, if you want to make something of it, I'll see you outside, no problem. Oh, Neil, I'm in the bar. Oh, 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 Merry Christmas. Oh, Dave.
Oh, Stace, you do my bar.
Yeah.
The razor's by the sink.
Oh, where to are you going? Oh.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, what's the kidding? Oh, Gwen.
You take Neil, the baby. I'm going for a smoke.
Le Cavalier residence.
All right, what's occurring?
So, it was zero. Because
what?
She, no, she needed to say, oh, what's occurring? And those... That
she said
of,
it twice.
No, but
no,
she
just said, what's occurring?
She didn't say, oh.
Ugh.
It's an urban myth. We've just made it up.
I think we have.
Glad the new season's starting, as all of them do, is it a fix?
So, absolutely no, oh, what's occurring in that? So, Becky gets
rubbish.
The point. Congratulations. She never says it. Let us know how you did.
Rubbish.
8-1-1-9. Don't be a bad loser.